Welcome back to PCK, Pop Culture Kids. Today I'm going to be introducing a brother of mine, Owen. Our dog's running around upstairs, so you might hear him throughout the recording. You're here with us, right, today?
Yeah. By the way, she does not have multiple brothers.
Yeah, I don't have multiple brothers, but, so, what will you be talking? What will you be talking about today?
Just introducing myself and talking about what I will be reviewing on my podcast, which will be part of this channel. So, yeah, make sure to check them out. Don't forget to finish the entire thing. So, because every video that you finish, well, every podcast that you finish of mine, I will get some dough. So,
and what other stuff will we be doing today? I'll be asking you questions, right?
Oh yeah, that. And yeah, that's pretty much what we're gonna be doing today.
So for my first question, none of this is written down, all off script. He doesn't know at all what I'm going to be asking him. No. I'm just going to save this intro and then we'll continue on with the podcast. So for my first question, Owen, what kind of like video games will you be talking about?
Mostly like physics about shooting games, but other than that, some Minecraft stuff and games that I don't appreciate and why.
Didn't you say you were also going to be talking about popular games to play, not to play, and why?
Yes, and I also will be talking about movies that I think are nice and movies that I think are creepy, unlike most people.
Yeah, he's kind of holding a grudge a little bit, and you'll see why in the next episode, or maybe even later if he decides to share.
But, oh, I will.
What kind of things do you enjoy, like physical activities?
Oh, mostly soccer. Mostly soccer and hockey.
And why would you say you like soccer?
I don't know. I just like the like sensation of people like crowding you because you scored a goal, or like you and the adrenaline rush. I cannot talk today. And yeah, so that's what I pretty much like about those sports.
What would you say is, above all, your favorite video game?
Probably, this is a tough question. The game that I like the most is Call of Duty Modern Warfare Warzone, but I also do like Battlefield 5.
Excuse us for this quick interruption.
Nasty, that's just right.
We will now be exiting the clip so that we can aerate and fix up this room, because I think I ripped a hole in this seat. Now that the room is officially aired out and safe to be in, we've got our dog sleeping below the desk.
And Emily did not put a hole in the seat.
On with the next question. What sport do you think is the most physically active?
That I play or that I don't play, or like all out?
All out.
I think the most physical is lacrosse.
Or like rugby?
Yeah, because then you're like really getting in and like body checking and like, lacrosse is a pretty rough sport. That's what I'm going to say.
And what sport would you say to get the most muscle without getting hurt?
Maybe soccer or or basketball? That's because soccer, like, you're getting lots of muscle in your legs and stuff. Basketball, you're getting muscle in your legs and arms because you're constantly dribbling, and then once you gotta shoot, you shoot. And like, yeah, it's a pretty good sport. And in soccer, you're constantly pumping your legs, running around, and it's a pretty good way to get some exercise.
What would you recommend for kids to keep active and stay away from playing screens all the time?
I would say fishing. If you like have a nearby pond or something that has fish in it, I would say fishing and turn off all notifications and just don't spend your day just like, yeah, I'll get my chores done and just scrolling on Instagram or Facebook.
Based on that, I would also say don't put things off. Like what you said, don't say, I'll get my chores done, do your chores. Like me and him, we both have a little bit of problem with putting things off and playing screens instead, so today we actually haven't been doing them. I haven't touched the PS4 all day.
I did a little bit today and then I stopped for the rest of the day. I only played a little bit. Actually, I haven't, to be honest, I've only played for like 2 minutes today.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, like 50 minutes. That is far from my usual. I tell you, I play games way too much.
Your average is about 4 hours.
Yeah, and then I get pretty annoyed when you play Minecraft. Because Minecraft, when you're not playing it, it feels like hours have gone by. Really, it's just been 20 seconds. Well, back to the topic.
So like you said, turning off notifications, that can help you get a better sleep at night because some kids, they'll end up scrolling through Instagrams and TikTok or whatever.
TikTok is bad. Government spies on you through
that's,
it.
That's not true. We don't share lies here. Not true.
But still, TikTok is addictive and bad for you.
Yeah, you can do what you want, whether it's watching other people or maybe putting a selfie or two online.
But
still, as long as you're only taking love from it and you're not getting addicted to getting a like or because...
Yeah, because some people, they
just can't help it because they got addicted. But back to the questions. Owen?
Yes.
What would you say is the best way to spend your time during the day?
There's so many answers. Sports, if you have a pet, make sure to spend time with your pet. If you're allergic, take medicine. Don't play with that much. And if you can't do any of those, just go fishing. Fishing takes a lot of patience, sure, but time flies by. Oh, and playground hopping. That is another great way to spend the afternoon.
But for all of you people who might be from a town or stuck in the rut called COVID.
What is that?
COVID. Oh. If you're stuck in that wonderful little paradise that we all live through, there are plenty of ways to play at home, like soccer.
And if your parents have a hot tub, spend time in the hot tub. Especially last year, like, it was really cold in the winter. People go in hot tubs in the winter.
Yep, and today's going to be our longest episode yet, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, but in the future we're probably going to have longer episodes.
Yeah, coming up soon you might hear a live stream, especially since this is the season finale of season number one. What's season number two going to be about?
Physical and mental health.
And why is that important?
Because some people, they can't just control their mental health. It's difficult. I am no, because I'm a very emotional person. I am not ashamed to say that, because it is true.
Nobody should be ashamed of the truth. And you know what else no one should be ashamed of? Their weight.
Yes. And just don't tell lies to get popular and stuff. Just say what's true. If they ask you a personal question that you don't want to answer, just tell them that you don't like to talk about that subject.
Or maybe find a way to say, hey, I'm not comfortable sharing that information.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. And how will you be included in the next season? You're not part of the men. You don't talk about mental and physical health.
Not that much, but me and my sister were going to make another podcast, like, site, and, well, another podcast thing, and starring will be your host, Moi, which means me, and, yeah, and I'll be talking about all the games and stuff, and I'll be posting on my sister's website. On my sister's channel, so make sure to check it out.
Every episode that has a little smiley face by it, he will be posting it. So he can put whatever title it wants. Just look for two dots and a bracket, and so it'll be a little smiley face. Any episode with a smiley face on it, that will be his.
Or maybe just a game control emoji. I don't know. Whatever she says.
And
no pun intended.
That wasn't funny, but along with the subject. So how are you going to talk about mental health? How does video games have anything to do with it and electronics?
I don't think it does, but if you're really stressed out or something, don't go playing like a battle royale game, because lots of people get really frustrated when they lose all their stuff in it. Or Minecraft. If you're playing Minecraft, do not keep inventory off. If you're really stressed out about something and you're allowed to play games, do not put it so you can lose all your stuff. People get really mad when you do.
All you have to search up is two words. Rage quit.
Yep.
Most of them are Minecraft.
Yeah, I agree. Or people glitching in Call of Duty. Because I saw a guy who actually broke his PC because he died in Call of Duty because of glitch.
Yeah, well, beyond that. So, you said there's not a whole lot to do with mental health with video games. I'd say I have to disagree.
Yeah, I disagree too. I did not say that. I disagree too. You can also just take a nap, cuddle with your stuffies. If you don't have any, cuddle with your blanket. And yeah, so if you're really angry or sad about something, either play a game that's nice and peaceful and you can't lose all your stuff in and you don't keep restarting. And I just say either take a break, go fishing or whatever, because fishing, if you lose a fish, you don't get that mad.
And so another way mental health can affect... video games can affect mental health is social media. You're going on there, you're looking, what are my friends doing, what are these guys doing, what is this guy doing, how can I get more likes, how can this, questions, you're looking for social media for all these answers, they're not there, you get upset, you get angry, you see the answers, they're not what you like, you get upset, you get angry, and it's a cycle day after day after day.
Yeah, and so basically, just if you're angry, you can go on electronics, but we advise, like, just do whatever you want to do that doesn't involve, maybe sometimes you get angry about it. Just what I say, if you have a pond near you or a body of water that has fish in it, just go fishing, because that's nice and relaxing, or just cuddle with your stuffies.
Well, after that, so next season we'll be talking about health and mental health. This questionnaire got a little bit off track today.
Oh yeah, big time.
And what was that film you said earlier that was a little bit creepy?
What?
You said earlier in the questionnaire there was a film you thought was creepy.
Oh, it's Coraline. That is the stuff of nightmares. Don't make a spider crawl on me, like, or pretend. But yes, Coraline is the stuff of nightmares. I had nightmares for almost a month once.
Well, I guess that wraps it up.
Coraline is terrifying!
Well, let's say bye!
Bye!
Bye.